This recording, Australia 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colours. These take the shape of a long round arch with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. I'm 25 years old. I'm currently working as a daycare provider. I was previously working in Singapore for 15 months in the publishing field. I grew up in Perth, Western Australia. My parents are Egyptian. I was born in Australia and raised in Australia, as were my sisters. I speak Arabic, which has probably modified my accent slightly. The best thing about Australia is the fact that it's multicultural. When I was at school, most of my friends, all of my friends were from a different country. I didn't have any two friends that were from the same country. Mm-hmm. Great food from every country you can possibly think of, modified probably also by the time they come to Australia and forget about the way it's actually done, so modified and just, yeah, that's probably the best thing. And the beaches are fantastic, the nature. Like the whales migrating from Antarctica, they come across the coast. We see them, the dolphins, and they're probably the best two aspects about Australia, probably the best two things that I really love. When I was young, my dad took me fishing one day to a little country town called Mandurah. It's on the coast. We were beach fishing. And suddenly, like just out of nowhere, I actually thought it was a dog. It just like appeared in my face, and it just looked at me, and I looked at it, and then when I moved, because I was scared, I'm like petrified of dogs. So when I moved, it dove, and I realized that it was actually a seal. Okay, your typical Australian male, which thank God no longer really exists, is called an ocker, which is actually spelled O-C-K-E-R, so Americans would pronounce it ocker. Okay, this is an ocker. He has a pot belly, holding a can of beer, in a singlet, shorts, pair of thongs, unshaven, so basically not very attractive. This is an Australian ocker. Oh, holding a surfboard, very, very important, surfing in Australia. You're not Australian if you don't surf. I just wanted to tell you about a typical Australian male called an ocker, but thank God they don't exist anymore.